change has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering, and that is the sound of thousands of students and young activists striking today, who have moved to the State House after gathering on Boston City Hall Plaza this morning to demand action on climate change. WBUR Earthwhile reporter Miriam Wasser is at the State House with the demonstrators. Miriam, welcome.
Hey, Tiziana.
Hi. So, Miriam, tell us about the strike. How many people were there? What's it been like?
Well, we don't have an exact crowd estimate yet, but I can say that the crowd has been quite lively since I arrived at City Hall Plaza around 9:30 this morning. I would say around 10:30, people just started pouring out of the tee, just arriving with really colorful signs and banners, lots of fun outfits. It's just been a very, very enthusiastic crowd.
So, Mary,
around 11.
No, you go.
I was going to say around 11:30, there were some speeches starting, and I'd say by the time that kicked off, there's several thousand people in City Hall Plaza.
So you said there were some speeches. What did you hear from the speakers, Miriam?
Yeah, we heard a lot of praise for the organizers and for all the young people who came out. We also heard a lot of personal stories. One of the speakers and organizers of the event, Saya, she told a really personal story about how recently much of her family was in a car crash, and that really was the moment when she realized that she's fighting for people and actual people, and this is why she's in this fight. We also heard from former head of the EPA, Gina McCarthy, and there was a speaker from the Mashpee Wampanoag tribe who talked about the importance of protecting land and doing so not just for the people locally or in Massachusetts, but really for people all over the world. He talked about how we all live on spaceship Earth together, meaning that what happens in one location really affects everywhere globally.
I understand.
We also heard.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, we also heard from Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu, and she spoke to me a little bit before the speech. And here's what she told me.
Boston has led on so many issues as part of our history. It's in our DNA. I think what is driving this momentum is not just, again, recognizing the urgency of it, but knowing that we are part of a global movement now.
So you also talked to some students. What have they had to say, Miriam?
I talked to a lot of people who came out today and said that they were inspired by everything that's happened. They felt alone in their climate anxiety. I heard a couple kids actually use that term. And then one of the students that I spoke to was Tyru Kamara from Cambridge. He's 12 years old. And this is what he told me about why he's at the rally.
I love this planet. I love a lot of people on this planet. And I want to keep it alive and the people alive for as long as we can.
So you are there, I think, Miriam, with Amalia Hockman, one of the organizers for today's event. Is that right?
I am. Here she is.
Amalia,
hi.
Thanks. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's a big day today.
Yeah, it is.
So, Amalia, you're just 17 years old. So let me just start by saying that's really impressive that you've organized something of this size and scope. What are you hoping to accomplish specifically with today's strike?
Yeah, so we're striking under the idea of we're striking for the era of the Green New Deal. There's a couple things that we're highlighting. We want a just transition, no fossil fuel infrastructure, and a declaration of a climate emergency.
Amalia, what's the reaction been like as you put this together? I'm sure you've had some enthusiasm. Have you also had some pushback for calling kids to skip a school day to be there today?
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely had a lot of pushback. Sometimes it's hard to put things in such a broad context. Like, we're striking for our future. Like, it's so large. It's like, you know, people are thinking about college. People are thinking about, you know, making sure they pass their classes. And it's hard to be like, hey, like, I know it's hard to skip a day of school sometimes, but, like, this is for your future. But I think for the most part, people were understanding.
Now, you've had to make some sacrifices yourself. My understanding is that while you will graduate this year, you actually had to drop a class or two in order to take on these responsibilities. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so I started the school year a few weeks ago with a full class load, 7 classes. It's like pretty typical. Like a few days in, I was already struggling. I hadn't done any of my homework. I was just really preoccupied with strike work. So about 2 weeks in, I dropped 4 of those 7 classes. I'm still meeting all of my requirements. I'm still happy with the classes. But now I've got a bunch of time where I can actually work on strikes and other projects like this during the school day.
Do you feel like today has been worth all that sacrifice, Amalia? Does it feel like a success to you?
Totally, totally worth it. I would make the same choice 1,000 times.
How has your family reacted?
They're so supportive. Both my mom and my dad are really, really proud of me. They know how big of a deal this is, and they're so proud that I've taken a stance like this.
That is Amalia Hockman, one of the organizers of today's Climate Youth Strike. Amalia, thanks for taking the time out for us at Radio Boston.
Thank you so much.
So, Miriam, this is part of a global day of demonstrations. Can you give us some context on how this all got started and where Boston fits into that bigger picture?
Sure. So the genesis of this movement actually is in Sweden, when 16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg began striking outside of her government about a year ago. You may have heard of Fridays for Our Future. She would go on strike every Friday and say, I can't be in school because there's a climate emergency and I need grown-ups to do something about that. So there have been a couple of climate strikes in the past in solidarity with that, but this is most likely going to be the largest one so far. Here in Massachusetts, it was organized by Massachusetts Climate Strike, which is a diverse group of young activists, including Amalia, who we just heard from. They're all under the age of 20. And a lot of them are also affiliated with the Sunrise Movement. So there are strikes in over 100 countries around the world, thousands of strikes.
All today?
All today.
That's really incredible. All right, so when we talked to Amalia, obviously it's a Friday. Kids are out of school. Greta Thunberg was saying, hey, I can't be in school. How have schools across the Commonwealth handled this?
It's differed a little bit from district to district. I know that Boston Public Schools, as well as Brookline Public Schools and Somerville Schools, they all sent a letter to parents earlier this week, sort of saying, you know, this climate strike is really important. We think it's important that our students be civically engaged. And they said that with parental permission, these absences could be excused.
So how about that parental permission? Have you heard from parents about how they feel about it? And any parents there today?
Yes, there are a lot of parents here today. I spoke with a lot of people who are just so proud of their own kids who are out there. And I spoke with one woman in particular, Tracy DeShiro of Norwood. And she told me about why she decided to pull her kids out of school today.
I took these two out of school to come support this movement because it's very important to me. I want them to have a future.
So have you had any pushback on the other side? Hey, this is not the way for kids to do this. They should be in school. They're, you know, or even there should be consequences because that's key to civil disobedience. Have you heard anything like that?
I know that there's been a little bit of that conversation in the days preceding this or leading up to this event. I didn't hear anything like that at the rally today. I didn't see any counter protesters. It was a really jubilant and exciting crowd. Everyone was out there really, you know, with one mission in mind, and that's to pass their goals and bring out a Green New Deal.
So, Miriam, I've been following this on Twitter today, and while it was organized by young people, and clearly mostly young people there, it appeared to me that it was actually an intergenerational experience. Did you see people from a lot of different generations? Was there that kind of solidarity at the event today?
There was. It was really inspirational. I spoke to a number of grandmothers who said that they were out here. You know, some of their kids were here, some of them weren't, but they were out here because they want their grandkids to have a future, and they were just inspired by what the young people did. I spoke to a woman who talked about having protest the Vietnam War out in the street herself, and so she was really inspired to see young people kind of taking the torch and going forward.
Miriam, what comes next? What are you going to be watching out of today's event?
Yeah, so the reason that this climate strike was planned for today is that it's the lead up to there's a big UN climate summit in New York starting on Monday. Nations from all over the world will be there to discuss climate policy. There's also going to be a big week of climate action. There are a few different things planned here for Boston, so I guess we'll see what comes out of that.
That's exciting. WBUR Earthwhile reporter Miriam Wasser joining us from the State House. Miriam, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. Stay with us. Coming up, it's going to be time for your calls. It's time for Week in Review. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.